I feel that great injustice is taking place in relation to vulnerable children in this country. Children in general on many levels, but especially vulnerable children. And because these children don't vote and can't hold anyone accountable, repeatedly governments and leaders have got away with negating both a delivery towards their needs, but also increasingly, they're not protecting them from harm. And it's an insidious sort of viral damage that's spreading from unprotected children to children who are looked after well, because they share a communal space. And from the perspective of where I work, I'm seeing violence spread from children who are being harmed in the family home and in their neighborhoods towards other children who would otherwise not be violent or choose to harm anyone. I feel that we're sitting on top of a national emergency, which is about the emotional rot that's spreading amongst large cohorts of children as they perceive the adult world failing to protect them and honor their childhood, and children are choosing increasingly more savage ways of survival.
Your words will come as a great shock and surprise to many people in this country.
Yeah, I mean, I was driving around Southampton kind of thinking, this is a beautiful university, and I can imagine that people wouldn't believe that the children I work with, independent research has shown that one in five of them have been shot at and or stabbed. One in four of their immediate family members and friends have been shot at and or stabbed in the last year. 50% of the children have witnessed shootings and stabbings, and we're not in a war zone. If this was happening in any war zone, all emergency services would be mobilized to address it. But because it's hidden in the concrete jungles of Britain's inner cities, repeatedly politicians have avoided addressing it. And the kids don't pay for lobbyists, they can't write the newspaper articles. So all the time when something bad happens, the children are put up as specimens as opposed to people really addressing this issue.
Your work has largely been carried out in London, but you feel it's the same in other parts of the UK?
We've been approached at Kids Company by so many other cities in Britain, where workers are saying that they're unable to tell the truth about how bad the situation is. These are statutory workers, both in social services and child mental health. They're unable to actually raise the alarm because there's such pressure on them to be seen to be delivering very effective services. And because of that, they select a group of children they work with, they report on those children, but what no one does, Ofsted doesn't do, is inspect the numbers of children who are being harmed who are left outside the doors of statutory agencies. And even when children get inside the system is absolutely not coping, but the workers within it are unable to make the situation visible because they're afraid for their jobs, they're afraid for promotions, they're afraid of being perceived as troublemakers, and because of that, there's a collusive silence going on.
What can be done if you were Prime Minister? What would you do?
Well, I really think that we need a 15-year plan. First of all, we need an independent inquiry. Independent. So it's not being carried out by the very departments that these workers are lying to, okay? We need an independent inquiry with the ability for workers to place anonymous evidence so that we can get a real picture of what the difficulties are, and to get workers' suggestions as to how we can come up with solutions. And then what's needed is a 15-year plan for the well-being of children in this country that all the political parties sign up to, so that it doesn't become a political party football. We don't do short-termist work which can produce success within one government's election period, but that we have a long-term vision that you know all politicians buy into, and we start adjusting the structure so that it becomes fit for purpose.
And how do you get to the children who fall through the net, who are hidden?
The interesting thing is that the children are self-referring. So at the moment, we've got 97% self-referral. But just yesterday, I was talking to a very senior social worker in an area of England. And what she was saying is key to what's happening. She was saying that because now social work departments aren't picking up children who are being harmed, workers have stopped making the referrals. So because they've lost faith in their departments, and because of that, all they're doing is actually just referring the absolute life and death emergencies, but nothing else, because they think it's not going to get picked up, and relationships between families and workers on the ground is going to get ruptured for no solutions. So I think we're in a very high risk period in terms of our child protection and child well-being structures. And it's fascinating for me that in the political debates, the live political debates that were carried out between the various prospects of prime ministers, not once was the issue of vulnerable children or child protection even mentioned. Children were only mentioned twice. One was, what are we going to do ourselves to defend ourselves against children who harm us, as if they're monsters, and please let's work out some strategies to protect ourselves. At which point, half-baked, one of the candidates piped up and said we should have more youth centres. And, you know, what I sat there thinking is, here is a national debate about the well-being of this country, and children are only mentioned in the context of skilling up for education. That's how we predominantly think about children in this country. We think of them as adults in the waiting room, you know, and we have to shove as much skill into them so that they become economically viable. But childhood in itself has a value which isn't being honored robustly.